With its blend of delicately inked calligraphy, brash hasty strokes, and pale watery shading, this scroll painting is a study in contrasts. So too is the story it tells. The painting and calligraphy on this scroll describe an episode from the life of the famous 11th century Chinese scholar official, Su Shi. Caught in fractious political struggles, the former high minister was exiled to a remote area of South China. His equanimity in the face of misfortune was exemplary. The once celebrated official, now in exile, was caught in a rainstorm and had to quickly borrow a straw raincoat and clogs from a peasant. The sight of Su dressed in such poor garb roused the laughter of women and children nearby, and even incited the barking of dogs. Mocked and alone, the scholar wandered without shelter. The first of the poems written here reads, "White-haired, he traveled to the edge of the world. Caught in the rain, he staggers in the mud of a lonely village. He might have preferred the cap and carriage of his rank, but far safer than official life is that of the outcast." This poem reflects two Zen concepts. The first is the essential oneness of all things, good and bad. The second is stoicism in the face of suffering. Even soaked, ridiculed, and lonely, Su was optimistic, calm, and self-possessed.